3 years ago, the DNR gave 42 Wisconsin cities a deadline of last Friday to meet the EPA's radium standard. 13 of the cities are at or near compliance. The state gave the other 29 cities an extra week to respond with their compliance plans. DNR Drinking Water Director Jill Jonas says her department will look to see what information has come in and decide on a case-by-case basis.
There are a range of options to be looked at, and one of the things we'll be looking at is where are they in the process and how long is it going to take the systems until they're able to be in compliance at all locations so everyone is receiving safe water to drink.
People who drink water with elevated levels of radium over many years have a greater risk of bone cancer. Jonas says the DNR is aiming to cooperate with the cities that are behind schedule.
You know, our goal is always, and I think utilities' goals are always, to make sure that people are getting water that's safe to drink. And so we're going to continue to work as cooperatively in ensuring that that goal happens. And, you know, we want to make sure that people understand that there are timelines and there are clear steps that need to be taken to make sure we're in compliance.
Jonas says the DNR's review of the status reports may be wrapped up by next month. Some of the fixes to the radium problem could cost into the millions of dollars. The State Justice Department has talked about daily fines of up to $5,000 for cities out of compliance. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.